spokes go out from the hub.
Yeah.
What would you say that the spokes fit into? What part of the wheel?
You mean the outer part of it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's call it the wheel.
Okay. Do you have any particular term for that outside edge of a wagon wheel?
No, sir.
Rim?
Oh, yes, sir.
You call it
the rim.
Okay. We'll let this run out. Call it okay. Again, talking about a wagon, do you know what the traces are on a wagon? The metal chains that hook onto the horse. These chains come back and hook onto
to the trailer, the front.
Well, on a wagon, it's kind of a horizontal bar that moves. It's kind of a stabilizing thing.
Sorry.
You ever heard that called anything? The single tree mean anything to you?
No, sir.
I don't guess double tree would either.
No.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if a farmer was, or anybody, came by with a wagon load full of wood, and he came back by a little bit later and it was empty, and he just kept this up all day, he'd say he was doing what?
Say he was...
Oh, so-and-so's just been wood all day.
Hauling wood all day?
Okay. And say if I had a trunk or something like that that was too heavy to pick up, I'd say, well, that thing's just too heavy to pick up. I just had to across the floor.
Drag it across the floor.
Okay. And if I did it yesterday, I'd say, yesterday I...
Drag it across the floor.
Yeah. If I've done it several times, I'd say I've...
Drag it across the floor.
Okay. What about, what would you call the thing a farmer would use to break his land? The first time he's getting ready to plant?
Discus.
Okay. Is that a... Could you describe that to me?
It's like big round metal things. They just go under the ground and lift the dirt up, mm-hmm. You know.
Do you... Is that the same thing? What about... What would you just call an old-fashioned one? That
plow?
Yeah. Is that a type of plow?
Yeah, sir, but one thing with plow, I think it's some metal things that just, you know, come down and scoop. Dirt comes back over like this, but
yeah.
When I think about this, they're like this and just
right.
Slam like, and just...
Do they break up the ground any finer than a plow?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of different kinds of plows? Or do you just think of, when you think of just one type?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, something that might call a metal buster or a double shovel or that kind of thing. Okay. If you're familiar with anything that a farmer might use to break up the ground very fine after you plowed, have you ever heard of anything called a harrow?
No, sir.
Not familiar with that. Okay. Could you say that for me just to get pronunciation?
A harrow?
Yeah. Okay. H-A-R-R-O-W. And when we're talking about wagon, I meant to ask you what you call the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit onto. That's
the axle?
Yeah. Okay. What about a frame that a carpenter uses a lot? It's on the end of it. It's kind of like that, you know? It's got a wooden piece that goes across. That's not a very good description. That thing.
What? That goes on top of a house?
Well, he would use this.
Oh, a sawhorse?
Yeah, something like that. Have you ever heard or seen another frame, something like that, except shaped like an X? Maybe you could put a log right in the middle of it and sew off?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Any name for it?
No, that's what I don't know what you call it.
Okay. Have you ever heard sawbuck, wood rack, anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, talk about something a little different. When you get up in the morning, on your hair, you might use either a comb or a...
Brush.
Yeah. And you say you do what to your hair with it?
Brush my hair.
And in some barbershops, you don't see them much anymore. When they use straight razors, they have these things, they sharpen them all.
those big leather straps.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and you call it a. Just call it a. What do you call it, a strip?
Yes, sir, I guess.
Okay. Ever heard people call it a strap or a strop?
Strap.
Okay. Say if in a shotgun, you put a shell in a shotgun.
Yes.
What would you call the thing you put in a pistol or a rifle?
Bullet.
Okay. Anything besides that?
I don't think so.
All right, let's see. What about something that begins with the letter C? You might have a tape player in your car, and you call the thing
cartridge.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever use that term for a bullet?
No, sir. Usually I say bullet.
Okay. Talking about things that young children play on, a board.
Seesaw.
Yeah. What would you say you were doing if you were playing on one of those?
Seesaw one?
Yeah. Okay.
Some people call it teeter-totter.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, sir.